Very talented musician. very talented musician, and he's about to apply for the great conservatory in East Germany behind the Iron Curtain. As he's about to apply, it's made clear that for people to get into this conservatory, they cannot believe in God. And one of the seventh question, question seven, says, do you believe in God? If the answer is yes, he doesn't get into the conservatory. Now, while this was a story written, I have friends who were behind the Iron Curtain and can tell you about people with brilliant minds and excellent skills who were removed from jobs because they believed in God and wouldn't back off from that. Of their children with great minds who ended up in the lowest of jobs and the lowest of education. And the question seven, eventually, the young man that has to answer question seven, he defects to the West. He does that because he does not want to deny his God. Daniel does a greater thing. Of course, there's no place to defect. So he stays in place and stands for what he believes. As they test him, and he invites the test, it says at the end of it that not only was the king impressed, but it said to these four men, God gave knowledge and understanding of all kinds of literature and learning, and Daniel could understand visions and dreams of all kinds. Augustine said, understanding is the reward of faith. Therefore, seek not to understand that thou should believe, but believe so that you can understand. Out of faith comes understanding. Out of faith becomes the blocks that we build our lives and character on. Out of faith comes the chance to go before God in prayer. Thank you.
second readings taken from Daniel, chapter 3, verses 15 through 28. King Nebuchadnezzar made an image of gold 90 feet high and 9 feet, and set it on a high place, and made a law that you must bow down to it. When they hear all the horns pipes of the instruments play, or be burned in the blazing furnace, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not bow down to it, so the king warned them of their fate. You will be thrown immediately into a blazing furnace. Then what God will be able to rescue you from my hand? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to him, King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this manner. If we are thrown into a furnace blazing, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up. And Nebuchadnezzar was furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and his attitude toward them changed. He ordered the furnace heated 7 times higher than usual, and commanded some of the strongest soldiers in his army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and throw them into the blazing furnace. The king's command was so urgent, and the furnace so hot, that the flames of the fire killed the soldiers took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and these three men, firmly tied, fell into the blazing furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar leaped to his feet in amazement and asked his advisors, "Weren't there three men that we tied up and threw into the fire?" They replied, "Certainly, your majesty." And he said, "Look, I see four men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed, and the fourth looks like the son of the gods." Nebuchadnezzar then approached the opening of the blazing furnace and shouted, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out from here." So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire. And the satrap, prefects, governors, and royal advisors crowded around them. They saw that the fire had not harmed their bodies, nor was their hair, there was a hair on their head singed, their robes were not scorched, and there was no sort of fire on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, "Praise be to God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and rescued his servants. They trusted in him and defied the king's command and were willing to give up their lives rather than serve or worship any god except their own God." Thank you. is taken from Daniel chapter 6, verses 10 to 27. The politicians of Babylon plotted against Daniel. They persuaded the king to make an irreversible law that forbid anyone from praying to anyone but him for 70 days, or they would be thrown in the lions. Thank you.
put in the lion's den, and he could have lost his focus and focused on the lions. And he'd have been terrified. But he does something far greater. He looks to God. John Calvin said, faith is not a distant view of God. Like